Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to the NXT Duplex preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamblow and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT Duplex. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review NXT Duplex, but also running our AEW Dynamite and AEW Rampage, as well as pay-per-views and premium live events. We have interviews, round table discussions, and a roundup that we complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, they're joined by Hamfler and Sidgwick. Look ahead to NXT Duplex tonight. You had a week off last week, boys, but good news, you're coming back to the best show of the week. Hamfler, how are you feeling?
Much better, though suspicious of your claims, of course, about this show, about what we missed. We can say it now. This is more of a production note that I think we're going to allow on air. You suggested almost that we not do our work, do our homework, do our research on NXT 2.0. You gave us a free pass. I was taking one anyway. Christ, I had the Rona. The last thing I needed was 2.0. But I elected to take this free pass and not catch up on anything over the weekend. Like the robust professional that I would normally be, I chose not to get your rundown of whatever we missed. You can miss a lot in a week of NXT 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, from the tone of your message, I sensed that there was plenty.
Well, yes, indeed. I'll start in an obvious place. It's a bit of a victory lap for me, but it was a fairly easy guess for the last week's game of Dude, Where's My Tits? I called it as I saw it. Indi Hartwell and Persia Prota was builders. Who's the better woman? And that was decided by getting off with their other halves in the centre of the ring. Have you seen this?
I've seen it.
Thoughts? It's the most 2.0 thing.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely. These cock mad women. Obsessed with cock. They have a match. Distractions cause Indi Hartwell to win.
I can't even remember.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They're women. Persia Perotta, in response to the loss, decides, well, you might beat me in the ring, but I'm going to... Can't do accents. So she decides to get off with
Duke Bloody Hadson,
as if to say, well, you might have won the match, but who cares? I'm a frivolous airhead obsessed with cock, and I've got a better cock, and I'm better at getting his cock hard and kissing him than you. So the four of them are in the ring.
Dexter Gaylord Loomis.
Dexter Loomis.
Yeah.
And Indi Hartwell and Duke Hudson and Persia Perotta. So Perotta decides to start making out with Duke Hudson. In response, Indi Hartwell was like, I'm going to do better than that. And then decides to get off with Dexter Loomis. And then Persia Perotta's like, well, God, I'm a hotter chick. I'm better at kissing than you. It's all we think about. We write them in our school planners and our diaries. And God. And then she decides to just start dry humping Duke Hudson legitimately in the middle of the ring. And it's Indi Hartwell who starts doing that. And they're all shagging at the end.
Basically.
They're all dry humping and shagging at the end. I'm better at kissing than you, and I can get my man's cock harder than you can get your man's cock hard. And everyone had a hard cock and a wet pussy, and they all just dry humping in the middle of the ring. And who was harder? Who was wetter? Who was just drilling those puddles? The hard cocks.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened with that last week. But that wasn't the only good thing. First of all, we had a title match. world title match off the back of Dolph Ziggler on Miz TV. That's right. They brought the big show to NXT 2.0. And it was interrupted by the one and only one and only LA Knight.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. And he lost in the main event, unfortunately. there was genuinely a big match that you two, I know, were looking forward to. Not Kushida versus A-Kid. None of that. Saray versus Tiffany Stratton. Can I read you the best bit from it?
Yes, please.
Match didn't really happen.
So I've got no idea about this.
So Saray's walking backstage. She's a schoolgirl. She's got a magical necklace on. We all know how this goes. But Tiffany Stratton attacks her backstage, pulls her through, and Vic Joseph said, oh no, Saray has been unable to transform. So she just got battered in a schoolgirl outfit, basically.
I'm sure Bruce Pritchard would love that.
Unable to transform, that was a legitimate thing that was said. But can I tell you the highlight of last week?
That wasn't it.
That was not it. The highlight of it was a show-long angle where Cora Jade decided she wanted revenge on Toxic Attraction for attacking her mate, of course. And so she can only be described as she home aloned them.
What?
That's right.
What?
She stole the championships. Where from? It doesn't matter. She had the tag team titles and the women's title. And she ran off. And then they all split up to catch up with her. And Mandy Rose said, just if you get your hands on her, make sure there's something left for the rest of us. Something like that. And JC Jane's walking backstage in a poorly lit just area, basically. And hanging from the ceiling is the one of the NXT women's tag team titles, right? Mm-hmm. JC Jane looks around, makes sure there's no Cora Jade, goes in, pulls the championship down, but Michael Sidgwick is on a bit of rope. That spring door's closed and she gets locked in a cage by Cora Jade. That wasn't the best one. That was saved for Gigi Dolin, who spotted her NXT women's tag team title in the trash or in a dumpster, I think is the correct terminology. But she can't reach it from outside the dumpster. She has to get in. The moment she does that and grabs the title, the lid of the dumpster gets closed and you talk about... baby, you can drive my what? Yeah, Cora Jade was driving a forklift and shut the lid on there.
Probably what they've done here is we're going to have to hire it for Brock, so we might as well get some...
Turned up early.
Get some money out of it.
Bruce Pritchard going like, Cora Jade, does she have a forklift driver's test? Doing the big Pinocchio nose. We've got the test, she writes the test, mate.
And then she went to... I think deface Toxic Attraction's car in the parking lot, but got in the car and went, oh, what am I doing? This is what I should be fighting for. Got distracted, started just looking at the NXT Women's Championship. Mandy Rose rose up behind her like some sort of murderer, smashed her head against the wheel, which she went, which was funny, right? And then she beat her up. The other two came in and beat her up. How they escaped, I've no idea. And then I think they were meant to spray paint Toxic Attraction on her back, but they just sort of just spray painted her back because I couldn't see it spelling anything. And that was the end of it. You really missed a great show.
It's, can we get to the point where you do the Italian-American accent?
Was Gigi Dolin not like missing a limb or something from being in a bin that long?
No.
This is at the performance center, isn't it? You think she'd come out without an arm or a leg?
So,
it's not Neville Ash Ledger.
On to this week's show, where Michael Hamblett, Bron Breakker's finally going to get his hands on Robert Roode.
He did the other week, didn't he, on Raw?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. Is it a singles match, yeah?
As far as I'm aware.
Okay. I don't want to be too cynical on this specifically, because I quite like Bron Breakker's never-ending rivalry with the Dirty Dogs ahead of... whatever's, I guess his drawing power is going to be tested in Texas in a couple of weeks, isn't it? You know, like we're going to see how many people exactly want to, they're in Dallas anyway, that want to see Bron Breakker beat Dolph Ziggler for the title.
And I guess,
I don't think enough. No, I think there's going to be, I think they're going to get ample use of that black curtain, which is going to look interesting, set against the neon paint splatter of the NXT 2.0. My worry for this match is not so much the quality, which I think will be absolutely fine. For a man with such a small cage match profile, Breaker tends to be entertaining more often than he's not, is just the risk of taking the big guy of NXT 2.0 and putting him against the turbo-jacked Bobby Roode. Every time Robert Roode's on this show, he just dwarfs all their big guys. You see this middling Monday Night Raw fella rock up on the smaller Tuesday show, and it's like Omos has turned up with him for an open challenge. So I'm trying to remember from one of the tag matches. It's mainly Ciampa who suffered this fate worst of all, especially when he's been on Monday Night Raw. But yeah, I can only hope that I don't know, like Roode takes the lifts out of his boots and gives them a Bron Breakker or something, so he still looks like the big man on this specific campus.
My expectations of this match are low because unless it's going to go 4 minutes, it's going to be a match that I can't see flattering Bron Breakker in any kind of way. I'm not saying that Bobby Roode isn't a versatile worker, but he's got his pattern. He's got his type of match structure that he likes to work. I'm not saying he can't get about a bit, but what I am saying is that it's just, I expect to see a match that is going to ask Bron Breakker to do way too much in the way of selling and just sitting there and doing very little as Roode does his workover spots. And it's just not what I watch Bron Breakker do. I don't like to see him sell. I mean, I guess at some point he's going to have to, but now isn't the friggin' time. Can you not just be an incredibly explosive guy who just kills people who have wronged him very quickly, because that is his absolute best attribute, .. for now. I expect this to go 12 minutes, at least 7 of which are going to be superfluous and just undermine the Bron Breakker experience. But they've got a way of doing the matches, and that's not going to change because some English nerd on a podcast said it would be better the other way.
Bron Breakker wins. Dolph Ziggler comes in and super kicks him and stands tall, is my prediction.
Yeah.
I just, people standing tall as the little barcode appears in the bottom corner. There, it's just the lamest way for shows to go off the air, isn't it? When it doesn't really feel like the hottest feud.
But that's what's going to happen tonight.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
We've also got the Dusty Classic final to look forward to this evening. Io Shirai and Kaylee Ray versus Wendy Chu and Dakota Kai. The winners, of course, going on to Stand and Deliver to fight for the tag team titles that were used as bait last week. Who do you see emerging victorious and going on to Stand and Deliver here, Sidge? Because there are two genuine stories you can tell here, which is either the makeshift team with no Zoe Stark in Io Shirai and Kaylee Ray, or they can suddenly get along, Dakota Kai and Wendy Chu.
I know they've sold a shockingly respectable amount of tickets already for the Stand and Deliver show, given the way that they've configured the arena. They've got enough people in it that they won't film the upper bowls. the vast majority of people will be on the hard cam side. It's basically going to look like an episode of Monday Night Raw, which, considering it's NXT 2.0, will feel and look remarkable, like surreal. Like, it will look surreal to a point to see this roster in that context. That being said, even though the tickets have been sold and they can kind of do what they want, essentially, on this card, I just can't imagine Wendy Chu working. Is it called a takeover or not?
No, I think it's just called Stand and Deliver.
Something that's essentially a takeover and everything but name, like a 5-6 match card that's meant to get rehearsed within an inch of its life and be a good show that draws critical acclaim. Like, they will drop the nonsense. Whether you like the nonsense or not, in the case of Wendy Chu, it is nonsense. I just can't imagine that act appearing on that show. I just can't imagine it. I think they'll want to not get embarrassing feedback to this thing that they're putting on. And they would, I think, from a lot of areas of choose on it. I think a lot of people like the gimmick online. I personally don't. I don't find it very charming at all. But what I'm getting at is that the old NXT instincts will kick in of match quality, match quality, match quality. And the best means facilitating that is putting Io Shirai between four sets of rules, because it's absolutely incredible. Whether that's actually going to work or not is up to debate. I know that Gigi Dolin as Priscilla Kelly was getting raves before she went full-time with NXT, but I've not really seen any evidence of that on television. Basically, Toxic Attraction are a star NXT 2.0 act. They need all the help they can get to appear like stars, and Io Shirai is the person to do that. Dakota Kai and Wendy Chu could have a feud. Jesus Christ.
Or they could just be kept busy and then feud with the champions when they inevitably retain. That's what I'm thinking.
You just said the words get busy.
Kept busy.
I thought you said get busy.
Oh, they could get busy as well. This is, this is 2.0.
I was going to say, I thought you had the NXT 2.0 thing going on. Io Shirai and Kaylee Ray to win a not particularly great match, to set up a not particularly great match, but it could be more embarrassing if it went the other way. Yeah, if you've written Dusty Classic Final, does it feel like the final to a tournament? No, the tournament's been rubbish.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with pretty much all of that. The Io Shirai, Kaylee Ray pairing are the best of bunch, and they have been, and we've said this from the start. The thing is, they should win the tournament because they are the best wrestlers in it, but they're still a makeshift tag team. You know, there's been more story than you would get on a main roster WWE show, but that's the lowest bar to clear, as always. This idea that Shirai has had no problem settling into a team with Kaylee Ray when she wasn't that keen on ever working, particularly with Zoe Stark, despite, you know, Zoe's best intentions and all that sort of thing. So them winning this tournament here to set up a title match, which they could then lose as a result of Zoe Stark turning on, presumably, Io Shirai of the two, or either, but getting involved. And, you know, that kind of, I know, like, it's a bit dispiriting to think of the out of the match before just thinking of the match itself, but that is potentially out for giving Toxic Attraction this big win against probably objectively the two best wrestlers NXT 2.0 have in this division. Dakota Kai and Wendy Chu, that's how disposable a show is, you know. I'm trying to remember from about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they were doing an all right job of, there was the match they had, and I can't remember against who it was. Was it Raquel Gonzalez and Cora Jade, where Dakota Kai was being quite effectively babyfaced by it. This relationship she's forged with Wendy Chu, you know, because she's crazy. She's had no friends, has she? She's had no real allies, and yet Wendy Chu has just sort of, you know, been willing to just be kind enough to hang around with her and not judge her for being so crazy, that Dakota Kai wasn't too keen to attack Raquel Gonzalez anymore. All their backstory was feeding into that tournament match, and it was seeming like that Dakota Kai was going to be a babyface coming off the back of all this. So I think if you have, as stupid as the characters on one side of this match are, if you have this be as good as it can possibly be, whatever this, three stars, whatever the ceiling of this is, right? I don't mean there's three stars wrestlers in the match, there's about 2.5, but like a 3-star, 3.5-star match is probably the best this can be. And then Dakota Kai and Wendy Chu come out of this with a modicum of dignity as characters, then you probably don't need to have them fall out or, you know, have to fight with each other just to have something to do. You might have actually just done what you should have done a long time ago and got Dakota Kai back over as a babyface. That can be the net positive of all of this coming out of the tournament.
Yeah, I like that as an idea. And I agree. I think Shirai and Kaylee Ray win and go on to the final where they try and drag a great match out of Toxic Attraction. The question still remains, who ran over or attacked the Creed brothers? Tonight, they face the grizzled young veterans. And even I aren't holding my breath about a GYV win tonight, Hamflet.
Yeah, Soz. The fact that, I mean, obviously, I'm assuming there was more whodunit crack last week, but the very fact that the Grizzled Young Vets are getting the match this week would imply that it's not them. You kind of...
when it was just a lot of finger pointing, if I remember rightly, last week.
Right. So, like, when you do these mysteries, obviously, you kind of have to rule out people first who it obviously wasn't going to be. And despite, you know, I'm sure your best will in early doors, it was never going to be the Grizzled Young Vets. So I would expect the Creed brothers to run through these tonight with this idea... The story being that, well, it could be the Grizzled Young Vets, so we've got to batter them to try and get the truth out of them. They're going to batter them anyway, but the truth is they didn't do it. Mm. So it's just going to be a battering for battering sake by the Creed brothers as we head towards what's their stand and deliver situation? Is there anything official? Is there anything committed to Wikipedia? Is it going to be a three-way for the belts? Basically, what I'm asking is, are we being led to believe that the payoff to the whodunit is likely to come as part of the match or on the go-home next week?
Yeah, triple threat with Creed Brothers, Imperium and MSK for the tag titles. And we all potentially think it could be MSK, I suppose.
I was going to say, that sort of feels like... sort of feels like you get the reveal there, doesn't it, with MSK rather than now.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're right. Agree, Zij? Straightforward victory for the Creed Brothers tonight?
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
Unless they can't book, so you can't be sure.
Let's talk about the qualifiers for that North American title ladder match that Carmelo Hayes has decided to put himself in. Last week, we had the victory for Santos Escobar, who defeated Cameron Grimes. Who I'm still holding out hope could win in one of those last chance things, because we've got, I think, three spots still up for grabs and two matches this week, so you could have a last chance thing with all the losers next week, for example. This week, Sid, we have got Grayson Bloody Waller versus A-Kid, who was victorious against Kushida in a short but enjoyable match last week, and Solo Sikoa versus Roderick Strong. Who out of those matches do you think would complement Carmelo Hayes and Santos Escobar in this match?
Sorry, say again, I had something I needed to read. Sorry.
It's all right. Grayson Waller versus A-Kid and Solo Sikoa versus Roderick Strong, who joins Escobar and Hayes.
As much as I would like to see A-Kid in a ladder match, it makes no sense from a storytelling perspective to not put Grayson Waller in it, considering they've spent so long. And he's quite a good little spot monkey. That sounds so unbelievably patronizing. Guy is really good at spots.
Yes.
I haven't seen him do that much depth in his matches, but like the sort of the basketball elbow drop thing was really cool. He could do loads of cool stuff in a ladder match, in a multi-man scenario. And the idea is that A-Kid could be presented as someone who's getting over quietly in defeats, and then he gets like an underdog run or whatever. So I expect Grayson Waller to advance. The match should be pretty good. I've got no other thoughts. Like, this program is so dull and boring to me. Sikoa versus Roderick Strong, I think it might go the other way in that you'll get a non-NXT 2.0 name in it. And I think Roderick Strong will advance.
A bit like Christian in the AEW.
Yeah, exactly. You need someone incredibly experienced who can go in there and call audibles if things go awry, whose in-ring generalship can keep everything on track, who's just a great worker, and you can enhance the quality of the match. So that's the way I expect those matches to go. I don't think either of these individually will be particularly great, but I always love a multi-man ladder match. I'm not even desensitized to them that much yet, so I'm excited about the direction. I'm not even going to watch it. I'm serious, because I'm working, covering WrestleMania, so I'll have to watch that live. And it's such an odd... What time in the UK? It's like 11 a.m. in the US.
Yeah, so presumably sort of mid to late afternoon. Maybe later, because our clocks go forward this coming weekend. So maybe... Yeah. Maybe like 5, 6 p.m., something like that.
It's on a Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll be busy with the weans. Nature.
It's, I think expectations are going to be so low on these matches that one of them might be something that we're almost dazzled by tomorrow on the review. I don't know which one. It feels like they've both got something, like they've both got plenty to like in the wrestlers themselves, but very little in the way of expectation. Obviously, like Roderick Strong remains this strange figure. He kind of belongs of another time, but he gave, like for my money, he gave Carmelo Hayes his best match yet in NXT 2.0. And he showed, he kind of didn't show his worth. He just reminded you of it. So I could see the reason to include him in that ladder match. Waller and A-Kid is, I would say, is the more unpredictable one. I was thinking A-Kid would win because I was assuming, well, you don't beat him yet. But NXT 2.0 have done that loads. They've beaten people loads. Grayson Waller is the guy that loses all the time.
Everybody.
Grayson Waller was one of the characters that was introduced when we were introduced to this host of new characters, and he almost never wins. So it's really hard to pick who's going to win, but not for the good reasons. Yeah, maybe I'll go with A-Kid and you went with Roderick Strong, didn't you, Sage?
Yes.
I'll go with A-Kid and Solo Sikoa just to mix that up. But maybe, just maybe, the lack of interest in the quality of either of these makes for one of them being actually quite good tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Sikoa and Roderick Strong could be really enjoyable. I think maybe Strong wins that one for the reasons that Sige laid out. I'm going to go A-Kid for the other one, purely because I've got a horrible feeling they're going to go, this Grayson Waller LA Knight feud's not over yet. It's going to go.
It is.
It's got to go to Stand and it Deliver. And so he costs an A-Kid because he's, yeah, getting a bit of a rocket strap to him. You could bring him in and who knows, maybe he wins the whole bloody thing. I hope it's Cameron Grimes, but he's in a bit of a dark place right now. Right. Should we just do what we came here to do properly, and that's play games?
Yes.
Because last week, one other thing I forgot to mention to you was the Mysterios just randomly showed up on NXT. guess which one had a match? If you've got one of either of the Mysterios, who would you have had a match on?
I would have Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, Dominic Mysterio had a match. Against, I think it was Raul Mendoza, who's just so good. He's so good. Broggs and Johnson got involved, blah, blah, blah. So we sort of developed a new game, me and Andy, last week, and I like it. So normally, obviously, it's mainly on the SmackDown preview because at the end of the week, we can't be asked, and they don't book anything. So I've just got this random roster page up, and I tell you to say stop, and we say, oh, that person's going to show up. Well, now it's a bit more of a lottery because I've not got the roster page. I've got the alumni
page.
Don't
do that. You did this last week, and I'm telling them two-thirds of these people are dead.
Well, we're going to walk that tightrope again. So
a lot of them met untimely ends.
Michael Hanflett, which legend is going to show up this week? You don't need to give me a number this week. You can just have to tell me when to stop.
We've been telling you to stop for years, mate. Stop.
Okay. Tonight on NXT 2.0, we're fine, don't worry. We will get the return of Jillian Hall. She can do the introduction, Stand and Deliver.
She'd do a better job singing than that Ollie J. It was rubbish, wasn't she?
Right, Sige, it's rolling for you. Which legend is going to show up this week?
Stop.
I'm so happy because if you think we're going to get a legend that's dead showing up on this show, all I've got to say to you is, that's a real crowbar I've got this way in. No way, Jose. No way, Jose. He'd fit in perfectly with 2.0. Get him back. Bring him home.
He was like the prototype of NXT 2.0.
He was.
You were dangerously close to bringing Nia Jax back as well. I just realised.
She was a different prototype for NXT 2.0.
Imagine Nia Jax versus Lash Legend. An ambulance match. It wasn't meant to be an ambulance match.
Right.
Clap, snap your neck.
Right.
Lashing out against all the rest of the roster because you're an oaf who's barely been trained.
That's brilliant use of the word.
You stupid, bald-headed oaf!
Right, let's play this week's game of Dude, Where's My Tits?
Explain the game.
Yeah, it's. I should explain it. I think we've been unnecessarily harsh. It's them. The elevator pitch is, it's them, not us. They sexualize absolutely everything on this show in desperation to get people to watch, and it doesn't work. But they have Nikita Lyons sit on people's faces, and what we talked about earlier with Indy Hartwell and Peja Barata. So, any ideas for this week, Sige?
Well, I didn't really have any.
Okay.
Wait. So, how about Handful of Girls first, and I'll see if I get any inspiration.
We are reaching, you're not going to be inspired by this, you're going to be depressed by this. We're reaching close to Stand and Deliver now, aren't we? And it's going to get to that point where WWE are just not the most subtle when it comes to promoting their big shows. They just want the wrestlers to not speak like normal human beings and just pepper the title of the show in as much as possible. Broggs or Jensen is going to see Nikita Lyons coming out the shower, the one that's crap with lasses. He's going to see her coming out the shower in that strange male and female group changing room they've got backstage where everybody just gets changed and books. He's going to see her getting out the shower, and his erect penis is going to stand, and then he's going to masturbate himself to climax to Deliver.
I can't believe how close that is to my pitch.
I can absolutely believe that. Tell you what, go through your mental Rolodex and give me the name of a woman on NXT 2.0.
Ivy Nile.
They actually treat her like a combat.
Yeah,
athlete.
Actually, I'm going to pick someone different, actually. I'm going to pick...
Why don't Toxic Attraction,
shut out,
in response to Cora Jade's infractions last week, give her a good spanking?
Hang on. Did you not say, Wilbon, like Cora Jade was home alone in?
Yes.
So maybe this week they can employ the services of the Wet Bandits. And then Brogs and Jensen can watch, and they can be the sticky bandits.
Well, you're quite close to the mic pitch because they've clearly just
there's an old man with a shovel, but it's Bruce Pritchard.
They've clearly discovered 90s movies. So, in reference to that, I'm sort of combining last week's pitch with this week's. So, like we said, Indy Hartwell and Peja Barata, they can't keep their hands off their men. And, you know, sometimes people like walk in on something. What if Von Wagner, we haven't seen a lot of him from recently.
No.
He goes to walk into the changing rooms, right? And sees Indy Hartwell or Peja Barata and their men in a compromising position. And referencing a 90s film says, "Stop or my cum will shoot." Just a thought.
Oh my god. Let's just cut. No one cares about A Kid versus Ray Samar. Just get to this bit.
Oh dear.
I've been watching Braveheart.
Finally. On this road to Stand and Deliver, which is quite close to the road to WrestleMania. And speaking of which, if you want some beers for WrestleMania, you can get them from topropebrewing.com. We've got 10 delicious beers, including our very own beer, Clickbait Thumbnail, created by the brilliant, well, the guys at Top Rope Brewing, but named by the brilliant Michael Sidgwick. It's a 5.1% YPA and pairs brilliantly with The Fiend versus Goldberg, apparently. You can order 10 delicious beers only if you're our fans in Europe, unfortunately. Apologies to our American and other world listeners, our international listeners, but you can only order them if you're in Europe. Toprowbrewing.com, enter code here's why, 45 quid and free shipping for 10 delicious beers, and they will be with you in time for WrestleMania. Let's conclude with the Tony D'Angelo predictor. Last week, he revealed who his white whale is, and it's Old Man Ciampa.
Old Man Ciampa, you say? That's a name I haven't heard of. Quite some time.
It's a big Cameron Grimes. Not Cameron Grimes. What was his character called in? Was it PWG? No. when you don't even believe in God.
So like when he was Trevor Lee.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. How do you tie like Tommaso Ciampa and Mafia stuff? Like if there's a guy who got an old way of doing things. And like it runs the rest of the crew into trouble because he's a goddamn hothead.
Yeah.
It's like, Ciampa, you're a goddamn hot. I've got nothing, man.
I've got something.
Have you got anything, Amphlet?
I got a little something, but it's not much of a something. Do you want to shall I go first? Because Wilbon's got something.
I've got something.
He spends his day getting something.
Yeah. Because obviously. Yeah, I missed this was one of the only things I did catch from last week. So, you know, well done them, I guess, for something breaking through on main wrestling Twitter. But I didn't see any of the promo or anything. So I'm only assuming you said White Whale. He was like, he was on about going for the Tap Dog, wasn't he, of NXT? And, you know, Tommaso Ciampa guessing.
Tommy Ciampa was basically doing a farewell speech and Tony D came in and shook his hand and kicked him in the balls.
because I was thinking like you know, he's a tap dog, but I'm the opposite of you, old man Ciampa. I'm the voice of a tap dog, and if you swap the letters D-O-G, then I'm a G-O-D, old man Ciampa, and your little puppy dog arms are too short to box with God. Now what's that got to do with Tony D'Angelo, you might be asking? I ain't got no fucking idea, but I was just watching the same promo like 5 seconds ago before we hit record. How you doing?
Well, I've written a little something. My vague guess is he's going to reference when Tommaso Ciampa was in DIY. So that's, I want a DIY reference is where I'm, but I've written a little promo in case he wants to use it, of course. He says, hey, old man Ciampa, last week I gave you the kiss of death, because he did, he kicked him in the bollocks and then kissed him on the face. Last week, I gave you the kiss of death. But now you're so old, I was worried you'd forget about it. Huh. But I hear from the talk on the street, that you're big on DIY. Yeah, you do it yourself, right, schmuck? Huh? Well, let me tell you, when I'm finished with you, the only thing you'll be able to do is drink through a fucking straw, you creepy old bastard. There we go. That's Tony D's predictor this week. I love this show.
I think in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. before we go, I should say we've got some nice messages and some not so nice messages recently because Fraser Cranium, we want to wish him well in his recovery. He's not doing great at the moment. He's suffering with something that we've all suffered with in the last couple of years. So get well soon, mate. And
it's not that.
Oh, is it not that? I thought you said he had the Rona.
I'm going to try reading his f-ing message.
Okay.
Yeah? I got a predictor in the goddamn.
Hey, Tony, I hear the blues are calling.
Get well soon, Fraser Cranium. And also, 19th wedding anniversary for the brilliant Eric, Jenny's husband. So I wanted to give a shout out to him and to her, of course, on their anniversary. 19 years. Any advice, boys?
Happy anniversary. I'd turn to him for like 19 years. That's pretty incredible. Well, I mean, it's probably fair play to Jenny, isn't it? More than him. Eric listens to us.
Let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed on Twitter at WhatCultureWW. Of course, watch, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
You can follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, to review NXT 2.0. And the Raw review is available right now. But this has been the preview for NXT 2.0. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping
and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.